In Parshas Kedoshim, the Pasuk says, Kedoshim tiyu, ki kodesh ani Hashem elokeichem. You should be, the translation that they use is holy. But really, holy means something that's holy is separate from everything else. Above and beyond. Rashi uses the lashon prushim, should be separated. Lifrosh is to separate. You're separate. You're above and beyond. Way, way, way above everything else. Kedoshim tiyu. You should be holy, separate. Ki ani Hashem elokeichem, because I am Hashem. And Chazal say, what's the pasuk saying? Be holy, because I am Hashem elokeichem. So Chazal say like this. Yochol komoini. You might think that you should be as holy as I am, Hashem says. Just like I am above and beyond every lowliness and every shortcoming and every issue, and I'm Hashem above and beyond everything. No, nothing. No shortcomings. No chesroinus. Nothing missing. All there. Ultimate perfection beyond everything else in the world. You might think you should be like me, mamish. Talmud loymar ani Hashem elokeichem. You can't quite be God. That's basically what Chazal say the pshat in the pasuk is. And I heard from my Rebbe, Zichrono Livracha, the Rosh Yeshiva, the Chofetz Chaim Yeshiva, and I actually heard the same thing also many years ago from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, the Rosh Yeshiva of the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, that what kind of a Havamina is this? If the Torah said, be holy, be separate, be above and beyond every form of lowliness in the world, I might think I should be as great as Hashem himself, as holy as Hashem himself. Talmud Lomar, the posuk has to write a separate posuk. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Hey guys, not quite. Almost, but not quite. What is that? This says that the potential and the greatness of the human being is mind-boggling. It's beyond anything that we can imagine, that it would be rational and logical if the Torah said you should be holy. If the Torah didn't write that I am Hashem, that you can't quite be like me, then we would think that the commandment is to be as holy, as separate, as above and beyond any priestess, any lowliness, any shortcoming, anything wrong, as Hashem himself. Who is that human being that could think logically that that's what the Torah would have meant had it not said, no, Ad Kan, I am still above. It seems that we don't really appreciate the greatness that exists within us. We don't really appreciate the capacity of the human being to be godly. You know, there's a mitzvah in the Torah, v'holachto bidrochov. Go walk in the ways of Hashem. Mahu rachum, mafato rachum, mahu chanun, mafato chanun. Just as He is merciful, just as He is kind and gracious and forgiving and patient and so forth and so on and truthful, we too should be just like Hashem. The Torah understood that the human being who was created b'tzelem elikim, it has such infinite potential that he could be godly. Not quite, but he's told to be like Hashem. Hashem is merciful, so too. Hashem is kind, so too. Hashem is truthful, so too. Hashem is benevolent, so to you. Hashem is patient, so to you. Now we can't quite be like Hashem, but just to talk to human beings and to say to them, be like Hashem as much as you can. Well, be like Hashem. Well, what am I? Someone just happened to say to me yesterday something that struck me. You know, we have images of some of our Torah giants, the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim was such a holy man, a man who spent his life just serving Klal Yisrael, a giant of Torah, a man who originally, Rabbi Saul Salanta said, he might have been able to write the Mishnah Brura, but he never could have written the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. It was like genius, culling from Kol HaTorah Kula to put together a Shulchan Aruch on Hilchos Lashon Hara. A man who, if someone would dare to speak Lashon Hara to him, he would fall asleep. He said from his bar mitzvah, and since his bar mitzvah, he never spoke a word of lashon hara. I mean, a tzaddik yisoid ulam, such tzidkis, such purity, such integrity. I mean, the stories that we know, that we hear, you read any biography, read two pages, and you'll see, wow, this man was like a malach, like an angel. Imagine a society that thinks that this man descended from a monkey. Forgive me for oversimplifying the theory of evolution. A monkey? I can understand some people think that some people came from monkeys. You know, maybe. Oh, such giants. A human being has the potential to be godly. He's created in the image of Hashem. He has the infinite potential. He couldn't be faulted if the Torah said Kedoshim to you, and he thought he should be mamish as holy as Hashem, except the Pasuk says, not quite. He has a mitzvah to emulate Hashem in everything Hashem does, in his kindness, in his mercy, in his chesed, whatever he does, because we have that potential. We have such great human potential. And you know, what's so sad today is that our society so puts us down, so denigrates, so puts down the human potential. If you happen to drive and you turn on the news, 90%, no, that's probably not fair, maybe 60%, maybe 70%, all you hear about is the lowliness of man, the murders and the rapes and the this and the that, and that's all. And it sends a message. We look at human beings as animals. We look at human beings as... But we have to look at the greatness. We have to appreciate the greatness. And we have to look in the mirror and realize that I have that greatness. I was created, B'tzelem Elokim, in the image of Hashem, and I have a mitzvah, an expectation, and a potential to be godly. And when a person reaches a level of godliness, there's nothing that can make him more happy, because he feels good about himself. And I've said from this podium many times that the definition of happiness is validation, osha, feeling good about oneself. The more godly I become, the better I feel about myself. Look at me, I'm such this great, wonderful, sensitive, deep, caring, loving, giving, forgiving human being. Like an angel. Wow. It feels so good to be so godly. And it feels so good to be able to identify with Hashem in a close relationship, because He and I... we have so much in common. You know, we're like this. We're tight. Because I'm created with B'Tzelem Elokim. He's Elokim. I have the potential, almost, okay. Friends can't be identical. There could be one that could be a drop better. A drop, it sounds strange to say, but could be one, could be better. But I'm in the league. I'm in the ballpark. I'm B'Tzelem Elokim. It's so sad that this is what the world looks and teaches us there. And this is not just our generation. When the Alter from Slabodka was embarking on making the Slabodka Yeshiva, he met Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And he asked Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's advice. How do you make a yeshiva? And he told him one posuk in the Novi. La'achyois nefesh volim, u'la'achyois lev nitkoim. Uplift, breathe life into the downtrodden spirits. People are down on themselves. People allow others to put them down. People feel so reduced in stature. Elevate them. Breathe life into them. They should no longer feel lowly about themselves. They should feel good. They should feel elevated. And this, by the way, is in general. The human being was created with B'Tzelem Elokim. What should we say when the Pasuk says to us, Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem? You are not just created in my image. You are my children. You are my children. We have a special relationship beyond the special relationship that every human being has. Ato b'chartonu mikol ha'amim. You chose us from all the nations that you created, B'Tzelem Elokim, who have godly potential. Or haftoi son of Rotzisa, you loved us, you desired us. V'reimamtonu mikol ha'lashenos. And you elevated us from all the other tongues, all the other speakers are speaking different languages in the world. So we really should feel very, very privileged. But you know, unfortunately, we're beaten down by the attitudes of our society. And I have one very, very simple suggestion. We should really stop to think. You know, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Choviv Odom Shenivro Betzelem. Man is very precious. He was created in the image of Hashem. Chibo Yesero Noida'as Loi Shenivro Betzelem. There's an extra measure of love that Hashem has let him know that he was created Betzelem Elokim. He could have created us Betzelem Elokim and kept it a secret. And if we wouldn't have known that we're B'Tselem Elokim, we might not have acted. You know, they have all these stories, historically, sociologically, whatever, about kids that grew up in a jungle. You know, this kid was left, a baby left in a jungle and grew up amongst the animals. And he really didn't know that he was a human being because there was no one there to tell him. There was no example to follow. There were no parents to guide him. So it's a chibo yaseiro neidaslo. We must let ourselves know that we are created B'Tselem Elokim. We must remind ourselves constantly that we're above that. When we hear what's going on in the world, the best thing is to tune it out and shut it off. But even if it's too late, but we're above that. We live by a different standard. You know, when the Torah says, Loi tirtzach, shouldn't murder someone. You know what Chazal say? Mal ben pnei chaver barabim is also included in that. It's as if you killed him, if you embarrass someone publicly, because we have a different standard. The Torah said, lo yisig noiv. Person's not to steal. There it's talking about nefoshes, but whatever. You're not allowed to steal. Chazal say, if someone says to you, good morning, and you don't respond, that's a form of stealing, because you gave me a word. You owe me a response. I said, good morning. Why don't you respond? And you owe it to me. And that's not stealing. I didn't take anything. I didn't put my hand in your pocket and steal your money. But we have different level of sensitivity. Our lives are based on completely different sensitivity. In the eyes of Chazal, people's thoughts can be considered as if they performed the most ridiculous acts. People today, unfortunately, marriages are falling apart because people are with their spouses, but they're thinking about other things. And Chazal tell us that's begeder lo yisinof. That's in the family of adultery, because my focus is otherwise, someplace else, rather than where it should be. We have to live by a different standard. We are capable of that standard. We were created to live by that standard. Actually, the world could live by that standard, but they're not quite ready. But we are. We stood by Har Sinai. We accepted the Torah. We have the guidebook which teaches us how to live by that standard. We know the facts. We know the secrets. We know the approach. We know what we have to do. But it all starts with realizing our human greatness. If we don't begin looking at ourselves as great, then we won't get there. Because a person lives up to his own self-image. The way he looks at himself, that's the way he conducts himself. So my suggestion is, stop every day and think about myself. I'm created B'Tselem Elokim. I have to dress accordingly. I have to groom accordingly. I have to talk accordingly. I have to act accordingly, because I am so choshuv. I represent, I have been created literally in the image of Hashem. Literally, I say he has no body, but the seichel and the sensitivities and the heart and the midos, those are deime, those are comparable to Hashem. And I think if we were to begin more seriously to think in these terms, our lives would be certainly happier, because we'd feel much better about ourselves, and we'd be able to do so much more of what we're supposed to do with the realization of the greatness that we truly have within ourselves. Have a good Shabbos.